Complicating the process is that during the pandemic, the cost of renting a home or an apartment in Utah has increased sharply. Francesca Blanc with the Utah Housing Coalition says the demand is outpacing the supply.
The prices, the rent are increasing. There's no stop. There's no push on the brakes about it. I don't think it's sustainable at all because a lot of people are paying 50% of their income on rent, and this has an effect on everything else in their life.
Blanc says despite some paperwork hassles early on, the rental assistance programs have improved since the state began sending rent money directly to landlords in recent weeks. She says so far the number of actual evictions has remained fairly steady without the expected increase. She says when renters do move out, they encounter something akin to sticker shock when they look for new housing.
Even if they get a 60-day notice that the lease is terminated, they cannot find housing. And the only reason they are terminating the leases is to get renters in that they can pay way more than the previous person.
Eviction filings in Utah were down about 2,000 in the first 6 months of 2021. A 44% decrease from the same period in 2019. But Blanc says that number is expected to grow unless more money is distributed.
The state of Utah has been providing emergency rental assistance from the legislation that was passed by the Congress last December. Originally, they received about $250 million. They are down to about $140 million.
She says there's still several options for people who need assistance or legal help with their rental situations. She says there is a guide for rental assistance at utahhousing.org, or renters can call 211-UTAH for information and referrals. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.